It comes down to bucks versus books. There's been lots of disagreement over library funding in the Rhinelander area. Residents don't see eye to eye on who should pay how much to operate a library which serves several towns and one city. One of those towns, Newbold, is threatening to pull funding. Town of Newbold chairperson Dave Schmitz says some people are paying taxes for a library they don't use.
The town of Newbold uses less than 10% of the books in the Rhinelander District Library, but we pay over 16% of the bill, and that 6% difference would represent about $40,000.
Schmitz and others on the town board think that's unfair, so officials voted to pull their share of library funding, calling it a negotiating tactic. This upsets some Newbold residents who petitioned for another meeting. None was held, so they're taking the matter to Oneida County Court. Gilbert Durkin is with a group called Newbold Friends of the Rhinelander Library.
I can see where the board is coming from. You know, they've got people screaming that their taxes are too high. At the same time, we've got to have quality education and we've got to have quality libraries.
Newbold officials say they're caught in a financial bind. Their prime but pricey lakefront location boosts property values, meaning higher taxes for things like libraries. At the same time, the town is getting less state aid than other surrounding municipalities which contribute to the library. Finding money to run libraries is an issue in many areas of Wisconsin. Some libraries have cut back hours. Madison scrapped that idea after a backlash by bookworms. And in the last state budget, some legislators proposed that municipalities be allowed to charge a fee for checking out materials. Library supporters saw this as a misguided effort to reduce taxes and forced lawmakers to dump the idea. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.